that you might breathe upon us this morning. Lord, the same breath that you breathed upon that lump of clay. And Lord, the word declares that man became a living soul. Lord, it's a mystery that we cannot comprehend. But we rest upon the word, the assurance. See that as the first man was made a living soul, so also by the breath of that same spirit, Lord, the second man shall be made a life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we are asking that there might be a release of that breath.
Amen.
Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit, they are life. And Lord, we pray that there might be a release by the ministry of the word, that breath of life.
Hallelujah.
That Lord, as we are born the image of the earthy, so also we shall bear the image of the heavenly.
Amen.
Lord, let there be a release of this breath this morning. Blow, oh God. Blow, my Father. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Blow upon these grasses. Let there be a drying up, oh God.
Amen.
Let that which is of man, he said that the glory of man is like the grass in the field. He said that the grass shall wither because the Spirit of the Lord shall blow upon it. And Lord, we ask this morning that by the blowing of your Spirit, the glory of man might fade away. The energy of man might dry away. That which has its root in the earth, Lord, might wither and perish because the breath of the Lord has blown upon it. For the word of the Lord, our God, will endure forever.
Amen.
Father, let there be a creating this morning by your word. That, Lord, that which is eternal might be created this morning. That which has not existed, you said you are bringing them forth at this time. We just ask you, Lord, for a new creation in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We pray this morning that, Lord, as we have come here, Lord, we have abandoned things to come here.
Yes.
Lord, we ask that there might be a reward for us.
Amen.
For in that day that Naomi spoke to Ruth, he said, go, we have a kinsman, a near kinsman. Go to him. This is what you will do when you get there. And it was, Lord, that when Ruth was returning back, she did not come back empty. So, Lord God Almighty, she came back full. Father, Lord, cause your people to come back full in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you this morning. Give us seed for the sower. Give us bread for the eater. Lord, we ask that our labor might bring a profit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will be a reward.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The name of the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord says that Israel will not seek him in vain. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is going to be a people who will seek the Lord. And they will seek him with all their hearts. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And they will find him.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We will see God and we will tell creation that we have seen God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That he's not a God that is far away.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He's a God that is very, very near.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. One of the things, brethren, we are going to discover as we enter into this time of trouble, praise the name of the Lord, is that God is not very far away.
Amen.
We are going to discover the God that is a present help.
Amen.
In the time of what now? Need. Because we are going to have need. I tell you, brother, we are going to have trouble. It is this trouble, this tribulation, that will make meaning. Every word that you have ever heard, praise the name of the Lord, this tribulation will give meaning to it. You are going to discover God in the midst of this crisis. And blessed be God. Hallelujah. Our relationships are going to be healed in the midst of crisis.
Oh, yeah.
This city is going to be built in troublous times.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There is no other way. So let us all prepare. I don't know if you have been listening. You know, when you come to a conference, There is always a theme.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes the theme is not what is written on the poster. Praise the name of the Lord. The theme unfolds at the conference. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
We begin to hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches.
Yeah.
And if I hear anything at this time, prepare for trouble. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
Prepare for trouble. You are going to. It's not a question of whether you sit in your home. If you sit in your home, the trouble will come into your, what now? Sit in your home. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm.
But just prepare for trouble. But in the midst of this trouble, you will discover God. Praise the name of the Lord. You will see God in a way that you have not seen him before. All the theories will cease, and then the real God will begin to emerge. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to read from Revelation chapter 16. I'll read that about the verse, and then I'll go to chapter 3. And we'll try to, you know, chart a path for us this morning. Revelation chapter 16. I'm reading from the Amplified. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation 16. I am reading verse 15. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, "Behold, I am going to come like a thief. Blessed, happy, to be envied is he who stays awake, alert, and who guards his clothes, so that he may not be naked and have the shame of being seen exposed." Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you were to look for a title for the burden I have in my heart, I would call it, well, in the general sense, I'll call it the robe. The robe. Robe. You know, the dress. But it, from a practical point, it's actually keeping your garment. Praise the name of the Lord. Or much more specifically, keep your garment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'll read from Revelation chapter 3, and then we'll see where the Lord will take us from there. Revelation chapter 3. "And to the messenger of the assembly, the church in Sardis, write, these are the words of him who had the seven spirits of God, the sevenfold Holy Spirit, and the seven stars. I know your record, praise the Lord, and what you are doing. You are supposed to be alive, but in reality, you are dead." Praise the name of the Lord. And brother, I want us to take note of that, because it's going to form a theme, you know, an underlying current in what you're going to be looking at today. "Rouse yourself," and this is the word of the Lord to you and to me. "Rouse yourself and keep awake and strengthen and invigorate what remains and is on the point of dying. For I have not found a thing that you have done, any work of yours, meeting the requirements of my God, or perfect in his sight. So call to mind the lessons you received and heard, and continually lay them to heart, and obey them, and repent, in case you will not rouse yourself and keep awake and watch. I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know or suspect at what hour I will come. Yet you still have a few persons' names in Sardis who have not soiled their clothes. They shall walk with me in white, because they are worthy and deserving. Thus shall he who conquers, is victorious, be clad in white garments. And I will not erase or blot out his name from the book of life. I will acknowledge him as mine, and I will confess his name openly before my Father and before his angels. He who is able to hear, let him listen to and heed what the Holy Spirit says to the assembly, the churches." Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, I want to tell you something. In this time, within the next few years, a lot of things are going to change. Praise the name of the Lord. a lot of things are going to change. And I believe that God is seeking to bring a warning to us, a preparation. And one of the things that God is also doing is seeking to destroy and demolish the fables that we have all carried as Christians. Virtually 80% or 90% of the doctrines we have been taught as Christians are all fables. We have built our Christianity, we have built our foundation on them. And you see, the enemy who introduced these things has done it to undermine us and to take away from us the capacity to make the effort to press on to obtain what God has, you know, laid for us. That thing, those things we have imbibed into our system have gone into our subconscious. You know, and it is what is undermining us. You know, sometimes words come to us, and sometimes we find that Christians are not willing, not able to, you know, stretch out and take what God is actually offering them. Praise the name of the Lord. And I believe that this is the time that God is beginning to cast down some of these theories and ideas. You know, and when we are free from them, then you will find a willingness and an ability to begin to press on, to begin to pay the price. I mean, true, if I look at what Brother Mark was sharing, it was about people who paid certain prices. We live in a generation where people are so, we're obsessed with our careers. We're obsessed with our comfort, with our security, with our family, with our marriages, with our businesses. And all we do is to offer one excuse or the other why we will not make the effort to obtain what God is, you understand, offering us.
Right.
Every day is about excuses. Now, one of the things you are going to learn, if you look at the scripture, God doesn't listen to excuses.
Yes.
He never listens to them. You make them. You are making them for yourself. He never even responds to them. Praise the name of the Lord. God does not respond to it. When you finish making it, he ignores it. Adam said it was the woman. God didn't respond to that. The woman said it was a serpent. God said nothing about that. He simply addressed the man. I say, because you have done so, so and so, this is your decision. We are in a time, brethren, when we are going to begin to get the reward and the consequences of what we have been doing, the things you have been engaged in, what you have allowed to occupy you, what you have allowed to dominate your thoughts, your thinking, your desires, and all that. Oh, yes, it's about to manifest. I tell you something, very soon, all of us are going to be like high-definition TVs. People are going to be watching us. I tell you something. Well, as we're going to go on, but there are things I believe that God begins to, he wants to make open to us so that we understand what we are doing. You know, we can afford to pretend. We can, there's so much hypocrisy in the church because we think that, you know, nobody sees. Well, soon, I'm going to read you like a book.
Yes, sir.
You are going to read me like a book.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that? So you find that certain things can no longer abide in certain environments.
Yes.
Because it's going to be a day of appearing,
yes, yes.
Revelation, manifestation, uncovering, and unveiling.
Yes, yes.
And brethren, you see, it is important that you prepare for it ahead of what now? Of time. So that nobody sees your shame.
Yes, 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 sir.
Yes.
Now,
hallelujah.
We need to, you know, if basic Christianity, you have been taught that you are born again so that when you die, you go to heaven. That's fable. You're going nowhere. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
God has a plan to create a man in a particular design.
That's right.
That is his program. That will always be what now? His program. Nothing more, nothing less. Are we together, brethren? And as we're going to go on, we will see that it's important that you understand this. Because it affects so many things. You know, people believe, oh, you get born again. You know, somebody called me about 3-4 weeks ago, and he was listening to a man, Creflo Dollar. You know him?
Yeah.
Okay, praise God. I'm glad you do. You know, that's one of the... Sorry, let me just leave that apart. What I'm trying to say is, you know, she called, the man was preaching that you don't need to repent. When you are born again, praise the name of the Lord. Now, but I'm very serious. You understand the point that Jesus has already... Do you understand?
Yeah,
taking care of the sins, past, present, and future. So this every day you pray, I'm sorry, Lord, this and that, that you're just wasting your time. Praise the name of Lord. Wasting your time. You know, so she called me, and she's somebody I've been trying to relate a bit closely, you know, in just maybe in the past 1 year. Well, let me also digress and say this. You know, part of the problem most of us have is that we're not able to discern the true apostles.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. He said that I have this against you, or I commend you for this. You know, certain people say they are what now? Apostles, messengers, sent ones. Many of us listen to trash. Praise the name of the Lord. And the more you take it, the more it becomes difficult to receive. You understand? Very difficult. You know, one of the things you have to do at this time is to begin to process of separation.
That's right.
You know, one of the things the Bible says about this time is that many false Christs.
Shall I write?
That is false anointing. Mm-hmm. Now, every anointing that appears has, Jesus was saying something yesterday, that every spirit has an authority, right? It has a mission. Do you understand the point? It doesn't come just for fun. It has something. Now, just reading, look at this Revelation, 2 verses or 3 before what I read. The Bible speaks about those three frogs that came out of the mouth of the false prophet, the beast, and the dragon. Mm-hmm. And they had a mandate. Praise the name of the Lord. They are spirits, they work miracles. Praise the name of the Lord. And their purpose is to gather men in rebellion and in opposition against who now? Against God. You know, sometimes men are gathered in opposition. Look at the 200 men that Absalom invited for, do you understand, his anointing and his declaration. 200, he gathered that they were important men in Israel. He knew that if these men were part of his movement, people would have a lot of confidence in what he is doing. So he didn't let them know that he was going to declare an uprising against David. He simply said, look, I'm inviting you for what now? For a feast. And the Bible said these men came in their ignorance. They didn't know, but they were part of it. And Jesus told the disciples, Matthew 21, said, what shall be the signs of your coming? He said, take heed that no man do what now?
Deceive you.
It's easy. It was very easy when we were younger. They talk about false. The Bible never talks about any false Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. It's always a false word now.
Christ.
And you need to look beyond the Christ. It's a false anointing.
Yeah.
Right.
A false anointing that is intended to bring you into a position of rebellion and a hardening of the heart against God. Praise the name of the Lord. So every time you listen to a false anointing, it does injury and damage to you.
That's right.
So I'm not here to tell you don't listen to this madam man. I'm telling you that you have to be discerning. The first message that came in this conference was what now? Discernment. You have to be discerning. And praise the name of the Lord. And I believe as a man begins to become more discerning, then there are things that you cannot accommodate. He says you cannot tolerate them. You must come to a point where your inward man cannot tolerate certain things. You just taste it and something with you says trash. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that the ear trieth words, the way the mouth tastes what now means. You must be able to taste certain that trash. Do you understand the point? I can't take this into my system. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God would help us at this time. It's very important. The attitude that the people of God have towards the things that are most important in their lives tells you that we have been eating the wrong what now thing. Every time you eat trash, it makes you lose appetite for what now? Life. It makes you lose appetite for life. And so at this time, it boils down again to two trees. Which tree you are going to do what now? To eat. And the point about these two trees, they are all in the center of the garden. It means that one of these trees must become the center of what now? Your life. Now, I'm not going to tell you, eat this and don't eat that. I think God has been speaking much more on that. But I tell you, the more you begin to eat, will begin to dominate what now?
Yeah.
Your life.
Yeah.
You see, things come in subtly. You know, at a point in time, I had to, you know, come down on my Facebook, activity. It's still there, but, you know, I just had to step back a little bit. The reason is because certain things, when they start, they come in subtly. But the essence is to move into the center of your destiny and do what now? And take hold.
Yes.
And you see, when these things take hold of you, they are no longer suggesting things to you. They now command you. And you find yourself a captive.
Jesus.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So men and women are being taken captive today by certain things. one of the things God has to bring us into is the ability to use this word, though not abusing it. Praise the name of the Lord. It becomes very important. And anything you discover that is beginning to take a hold on your life, trash it. It's not a question of whether it is right or what now, wrong. That has no longer is no longer the issue. Is it right to do this or wrong to do this? No. The issue is this. Paul said all things are what now? Lawful. So yeah. But it says all things are not what now? Expedient. Yeah. We have to come to the point of expediency in things about our life. And each person needs to know. When you begin to see that a thing is beginning to take hold of your life, you need to be strong enough and bold enough to do what now? To stop it.
Yes. Hallelujah.
It's very important. If you don't do it, you will not make it. It doesn't matter the amount of conferences that you attend. Do you understand that? It doesn't matter the fellowship that you belong to. It's a matter of, as we're going to see, Jesus said, I know your what now? Your works. Everything time it says, I know your works. What is he trying to tell us?
Nothing he said.
Praise the name of the Lord. I know your works. I know what you have been involved with. I know what is occupying your heart. I know what is giving you so much excitement and joy. I know the things that have taken hold of you.
Most global.
And brethren, either of these two things will take hold of you. Praise the name of the Lord. If you open up to the begin to open up to the light, the light will do what now? It will take hold.
Yes.
If you begin to open up to darkness, darkness will do what? It will take hold. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, this is where we are at this time. Praise the name of the Lord. And let's move on a little. Praise the name of the Lord. It says that we are talking about garments. That is the thought that we're going to be looking at as we run through this message. Clothes. Praise the name of the Lord. Clothes. Garments. And we're trusting God to help us to understand what we mean by that. He says that these are the words of him who has the seven spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, I know your what now? Your record. Now, every one of us has a record. And we are going to also find out where this record is recorded. Praise the name of the Lord. I know your record. I know your works. What are my works? What is my record? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says, I know what you are doing. Praise the name of the Lord. I know what you are doing. And you are supposed to be what now? Alive.
Yes.
Now here we see two dimensions. The outward dimension and what now? The inward dimension. And we're going to start with that. There are two basic things. There is a part of us that is what now? Seen. Praise the name of the Lord. A part of us is seen, visible and manifest. And that is the way it is. When God created man, he first of all designed this earth. This earth was designed to be man's dwelling place, right?
Yeah.
Man's home. Man's physical outward abode. And it was God's plan. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But there was another home. I mean, if you look at Genesis chapter 2, when you begin to look at the garden, you suddenly realize that God was just not speaking only of an outward environment. He was also speaking of what now? An inward environment. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, are we together?
Yes.
An inward environment. It's very important. Now, that garden is you, your soul. Now, if we have been following what has been taught in the course of this meeting, you know, that garden is you, your soul. But not just your soul. It's your soul in a high place in God. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that there was a river that came from Eden, and then it split into how many pieces now? Four. Right?
Yes.
My mind was receiving life from God. My emotions was receiving life from what now? From God. My desire was also receiving life. When I say life, I'm talking about motivation, excitement. Do you understand that? Interest. You know, I was talking with my daughter the other day. You know, we want to start praying. And she falls asleep. Praise the name of the Lord. Before that time, she's very much awake. Ruby is laughing. What happened to you? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. She falls asleep. When we finish praying, she wakes up. She becomes very alert and very active. So I asked her, I said, do you understand what we are doing? Now, the moment maybe there's a program on TV and she begins to watch it, she's awake. I was talking to her one day. She finished her exams. You know, maybe once she finishes her exams, she's very free. So there was this particular, you know, series. You know, they have season 1, season 2, season 3, season 4, season 5. You know, what that is? To keep you, what now? Totally occupied. So she watched that. You know, I went in, came out about 1 a.m., she was still there. I went in, came out about 2 a.m., she was still there. You know, I was just trying to be, you know, she really walked her through the exam period. I said, come on, something is wrong. Let's pray and you fall asleep. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why was that? It's because she has her interest somewhere.
Yes.
This thing keeps her. And you see, whatever it is that has you, you will be awake for it.
That's right.
Oh, God.
Whatever it is that has taken hold of you, you will stay awake for it.
That's right.
You won't fall asleep.
That's right.
And we can assess ourselves, we can evaluate ourselves.
How much
are we? Yes. You know, let me tell you, brethren, you know, when you begin to lose interest in spiritual things, something else has what now? Has taken hold.
Yes, that's right.
Because you can serve either of two masters. There is no soul that does not have something that is what now? Exciting it.
That's right,
sir. People have different hobbies. People have different, hobbies and pastimes and all that. The whole game is to make God your what now? Your pastime. When David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
He was saying, God, you are my passion. When I remember you, I feel excited.
Yes, right.
Hallelujah. I want to dwell in your presence. And the house of God is not here. Praise the name of the Lord. It's actually a realm in the spirit. That is God's sanctuary. And brethren, God is calling us to step into that place.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. You will find a joy in prayer. Prayer will no longer be laborious and stressful. Hallelujah. Fellowship will not be, and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. You find that it becomes your passion. Some people, when they are going on vacation, you can see it written all over their face, like a young lady going on honeymoon. Do you understand it, Paul? You can feel the passion, the excitement, the joy. Oh yes, it has to be like that with the things of God.
Amen.
That's when you are alive. He said that you have a name that you are alive. You are called Christian. But he said in reality, you are dead. Why? You are unresponsive to life.
Oh yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Why we need to look at ourselves at this time,
sir? Can you explain the word vacation? I don't understand.
Holiday.
I won't fall into that trap. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For me, I don't have vacation. I have mission work.
That's
my vacation. I'm in the trap. Praise the name of the Lord. But I'm trying to say this. You know, we're in a time when our priorities must change. I was reading a man, his name is Brother Andrew, God Smuggler.
Yes.
Have you read the book?
Yeah.
Okay, if you have not read it, I think you should go and read it. You know, these days, I have quite a lot of books that I've been buying, and they are mostly, you know, read people's lives. Do you understand? After a while, I stopped reading, you know, all these theories. I'm reading people's lives. I'm reading the brethren. You know, this is where we are now. And I have 5 of them. And I'm just walking my way through them. That was one of the challenging ones. The other book was The Heavenly Man. Have you read it before? You should read it. You know, these are men. You know, when I read these things, they challenge me. You know, when Brother Yun was fasting, you know, without food, without water, 78 days. Oh yeah. These things don't happen by, it's not something you say, I'm going to do that.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's not something you woke up and say, I'm going to do, you will die. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, when a man begins to be overtaken by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
These were men, communist China could not subdue.
That's right.
There was something within them that overthrew kingdoms.
Amen.
When he was done with that fast, the prison but not the same again.
Yes.
That prison was, let me tell you, brother, Paul said, I am in chains.
Yes.
You understand? But this prison cannot contain me.
Aye.
Because my inward man is, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm not talking about Paul now. I'm talking about somebody within this, our, you know, generation. The day he left that prison, you need to read the book. I should be telling you. The day he left China's most maximum security prison, he didn't. He just walked out. I'm telling you, you need to look at it. He walked out, you know, and
he had,
out and
he had
out.
Broken leg.
Yes, they broke his leg. When I say broke, not fractured,
no,
not
they broke his leg.
Broke his legs. He walked out with it. And as he stepped out, there was a taxi there waiting for him. And he just got in, and that was off. And then the Lord sent a heavy rain. I don't know if you understand. The rain so much that day that nobody could look for him. Forget the trash romance novel that you read. This, you don't have the time for them anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. When I'm done with this, you can come. I can give you a list of books to look at. You begin to see men who have, you say, martyr's blood stains each page.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
These men came to discover that this thing is more important than their personal lives.
That's right.
They discovered, you know, Brother Andrew will go carry a vehicle full of Bibles, come to the border. And then, you know, he said that God who opened the eyes of a blind. Now this was make their eyes blind. He himself cannot bear it. So he has to go out while they are touching the, because the thing is there. They're looking at it, they cannot see.
Amen.
Sometimes they can't cope, you just look away. So he doesn't give away the they're looking at the books, they can't see it.
Amen.
And not once or twice. He has never been caught.
Hallelujah.
That's the man. And brother, you know, we are in that time when God is about to provoke us. This is our own time.
Yes.
You know, and we give ourselves to things that are, you know, such trivial things.
Trash.
That Brother Boss was saying, when you die, and you could die, praise the name of the Lord, we also have to come to the point of knowing that Paul said, whether I live or die, is no longer worth now. Do you understand? It is your works that will speak for you. Say that these men are dead, but their works are still worth now. Speaking. Do you understand? There are things that a man brings forth that have eternal value and consequence. Whether he died at 15 years or 20, you know, some died, Jim Elliot died at how old was he? You see, but see, these are people whose testimony, when you read them today, that is life. They have better things that will endure forever.
Mm-hmm.
Some others have better things that the Bible calls wood, hay, and what now?
Stubble.
And believe me, better fire is coming.
Yeah.
That will test and try every man's work.
Over.
Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go back to Revelation 3. It says, arouse yourself and keep awake. Brother, sister, we need to rouse ourselves. We need to wake up. What is waking up? It means to come to a proper, what now, consciousness. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when man was created, he had senses. Hallelujah. He had senses. That we are not these five, what now, senses. Pray, are we together? It was the reason why Adam and Eve were naked. And they were not, what now, ashamed. Do you understand that? The point was, they were not evaluating things, judging things from the perspective that you. Praise the name of the Lord. Their sense of, you know, the Bible says, he shall not judge after the seeing of what now? His eyes. No, after the hearing of what now? His ears. So that was not how they were sensing. They were actually clothed. When the soul is clothed, you cannot be ashamed. Hallelujah. One of the things that will characterize people at this time of the end is when he is appearing, some are going to be what now? Ashamed. They're going to be ashamed because of how they look. Now, let me say, what I'm trying to drive at as we're going to go on is that you should be concerned with how you are going to appear
in the day of his appearance.
That's what you should be bothered about. Praise the name of the Lord. What we are looking at is that God wants to give you a change of nature and personality. That is the kingdom of God. It's not a change of location and environment.
That's right.
Brother, are we together?
Yes.
Your reward, I'm going to show you from scripture, you will get it in your body and in your soul. Listen to me. That's your inheritance. That's where you're going to get it. In your body and in your soul. And you are working on it when?
Now.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, when he appears, because this appearing is simply an a revealing of things that are present but cannot be what now? Seen. They will now be seen. I told a story. Let me tell that story here again. You know, things are covered now. Why? Because the whole environment is covered with darkness. There are many secret things, right? People do things, nobody saw them, and they think it's all over. Nothing is over. The words you speak, they never die. Do you understand? They're still here. The things you have done, you have given birth to something, they're still there.
The thoughts you think,
the feelings, hatred, anger, malice, you think that it's all over. No, it's not. They are there, waiting for the day when they are going to be what now?
Uncovered.
If they are not obliterated by the blood, boy, they will clothe you like a dress. You will wear them. You are going to be clothed with cursing, anger, malice. It's a dress. And I tell you something, whatever dress you make now is the dress you are going to wear. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go on. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was this time in Nigeria. There was a time it was robbery, and robbery was a major occurrence. And there was this bus, and during that they were doing night journeys. And these robbers accosted a particular vehicle that night and robbed the vehicle. Not only did they rob them, they went ahead to strip everybody inside of it, took all their clothes. Well, the essence was so that they would not go to make a report or something like that, you know. And they stripped all of them, took their clothes, packed everything, and then drove away. So, well, it was still night, so there was not much of a problem. Everybody felt bad, but not a problem. Until morning began to break. Oh, there. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand the point now? You will now see the power of light. When it was getting morning, people began to run. Do you understand? In the night, everybody was okay. In the morning, people now began to run into the bush to hide themselves. Because the day had what now? Had come. I don't know if you're getting my point now.
Yes.
The day had come. Suddenly, the reality of their nakedness became manifest and apparent.
Yes.
There are things that are not apparent to us today. We will see nakedness. But when the morning begins to come, brethren, problem. That was why Jacob had to tell that thing. They said, look, it is morning. It is morning breaking. And I'm still wearing my old garment. You need to do something about this. Because the morning is coming. But then you must have a change of name before the morning comes. Otherwise you will be found wearing something that you will not want anybody to see you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's go on, brethren.
Amen.
Let me just make this note and then I get to the message. It says, so call to mind the lessons you have received and heard. We have had so many lessons. Since some of us have been about to sing, 40 years, 45 years, praise the name of the Lord in this way, hearing this thing. It's a serious matter. Praise the name of the Lord. The word we hear is actually designed to change our soul. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We need to recall the things we have heard. We need to recall them, brethren, and do what now? And said, what you have received and heard, and continually lay them to heart, and obey them, and repent. He says, in case you will not rouse yourself, and keep awake, and watch, I will come upon you like a thief, and you will not know or suspect at what hour I will come. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is a warning to us at this time, so that we do not suffer embarrassment. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's go on. When we talk about garments, what are we really talking about? We understand that we understand our clothes, right? Amen. We wear dresses. Everybody does that. Why do we wear dresses? There are three basic reasons. The first one is to cover what now? Our nakedness, isn't it? There's something about nakedness that is embarrassing. Praise the name of the Lord. And shameful. But you see, in the right environment, nakedness is not necessarily shameful. I don't understand. If you're married, you have a wife, you understand that you feel very comfortable walking naked through your house, isn't it? No, I hope I'm. Praise the name of the Lord. Nobody's talking. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I know, praise the name of the Lord, that you are comfortable. Do you understand that? What? The sense of shame has been what now? Taken away. There's a conscience within you that you are doing that which is allowed of God. Do you understand the point?
Go ahead.
Are we together, brethren? Hallelujah. Now, when you are doing that which is in God's sight, right and proper, you have a sense of confidence. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Yes, you have a sense of confidence. But somehow, there is also that sense that this is not right. Praise the name of the Lord. And even coming to God's presence becomes a problem for you. Praise the name of the Lord. So dresses, garments are given to cover our nakedness. Praise the name of the Lord. Secondly, they are also given to protect us from the weather, the environment. Are we together? There are certain environments. Okay, let's start with the natural. Cold. You know, when I was coming for this trip, I had to ask, what's the weather like? Because I've really had a bad experience here. Praise the name of the Lord. When you come into the British during a very cold period and you're not properly what now? Clothed. Oh my. Praise the name of the Lord. The elements will strike you.
Yes.
Now, that's a natural. Spiritually, there are also certain elements,
right.
Certain spirits. Do you understand that? That are also clothing is designed to protect you from them.
Mm.
Are we together?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. The first one is shame. Fleshliness, sin, is a form of nakedness.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. And that's why it says that the priest, when he is going into the sanctuary to minister, he must wear certain clothes.
Amen.
So that his nakedness does not appear. Because if his nakedness appears, according to Exodus 28, the Lord will do what now?
Strike
him dead. And I tell you, brethren, the Lord is appearing. He's going to appear in this environment in a way he has never appeared, do you understand that, before. He withdrew himself. But in his time, he's about to appear. And that appearance has certain consequences. There are certain individuals that will not be able to accommodate it. They will be running, say, let us hide ourselves, let the rock hide us. Do you understand that? We can't cope with this manifestation of divinity. Praise the name of the Lord. And I tell you, you may think it's only unbelievers. But we're dealing with all and both the Jew and what now? The Gentile. John said it so that we will not be ashamed when he what now appears. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the third aspect of garments is the aspect of glory and beauty. The Lord had an intention to beautify the meek with what now? With salvation. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, make garments for Aaron.
Yes.
Garments for glory and beauty.
Yeah.
So I tell you something, brethren, a time is coming when the beauty of the Lord and the glory of the Lord will be what now? Made manifest, seen, and radiating and manifesting. John said he saw two men. They were dressed in shining what now? Raiment. You remember what happened in Matthew 17 on the Mount of Transfiguration?
Yes.
They saw a man, they had walked with him. They never knew him. That day they saw him in a way they had never seen him before.
Amen.
And brethren, I tell you so. If this same spirit that wasn't that man dwells in you.
Amen.
And then you allow the spirit to begin to grow.
That's right.
You see that the path of the just is like a light that shines forth now, brighter and brighter unto a perfect day.
Yes.
Boy, a day will come when men will see you, they will not be able to look at you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Because you're going to be clothed. Isaiah said it. He said, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. Because he has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
Yes.
And he has clothed me with the garment of what now? Salvation. This dynamic of righteousness and salvation.
Hallelujah.
Because that is where Zion is heading to. He says, for Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. There is a divine intercession going on. Praise the name of the Lord. By the Spirit of God and within your own spirit. Until her righteousness, and this righteousness is not the imputed righteousness. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the imparted.
That's right.
The one that you are worked out. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself. But you are going to be clothed with glory and with what now? Beauty. Psalm 132 tells us that. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, this is my rest forever. Here will I do what now? Dwell. He said, I will abundantly bless her provisions. I will satisfy her poor with bread. I will clothe her priest with what now? Salvation. In that day, that psalm was sung by Solomon in the day that the temple was what now? Dedicated. He said, let your priest, he said, arise, O Lord, into your rest. And let your priest be clothed with what now? Righteousness. Psalm 98 says that the Lord has made known, revealed, unveiled, and uncovered his salvation.
Amen.
His righteousness has he what now? Openly shown in the sight of the nation.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The people who spoke nonsense about you will see it. It is not going to be a hidden thing. It is going to be a visible manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. So when we are talking about clothes, we are dealing with actually in God's sight. You know, the Bible says that man, God does not see the way man does what now sees. Are you getting my point? Man looketh on what now? The outward. Is that correct? God looketh where? In the inward. When God looks at you, he does not see a tall man, or a short man, or a fair man, or a dark man. Do you understand that? Or an American, or Nigeria, or British. You know, God doesn't function in such realms. I don't need to understand me, brethren. He does not see that way. In the natural, there are certain things, like some animals, they see in infrared. You understand that?
Yeah.
Like certain animals, they use is what they have heat sensors.
Yeah.
So when they see an animal, the heat sensor, you know, picks up the radiation from that animal. The dimension of heat tells the animal how big or how small. So that animal will know whether this thing is food or whether it is a predator. Mm-hmm. I need to get away from here. Praise the name of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now when God looks at you, he doesn't see you in this physical material sense, even though he does. Do you understand that? But when God is looking at you, he's looking at you from where now? Your inward person.
Amen.
So if God says you are naked, he's speaking about a state and the condition of what now? Your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Are we together?
Yes,
you see, God says, you say, I am rich and increase with goods.
Yes.
I have need of what now? Nothing. That's what you say.
Yes.
God says, I know that you are naked, you're miserable, you're poor, and what now? You're blind. Do you understand the point? That's God and that's man. So there's an outward part of man, and there's an inward part of what now? Of man. The man who is spiritual is the man who is occupied with what now?
The inward part. Amen.
The man who is a fool is the man who decides to occupy himself with what now? This outward part. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so we're talking about a clothing. The soul wears a dress. Now, what dress does the soul wear? Every one of us here, our soul has an aura. You know the word aura? Do you understand?
Yeah.
An emanation, a manifestation, a radiation that the soul. soul produces. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Now this nature of the soul produces smell. It produces sound.
Aroma.
It produces, you understand, life. Praise the name of the Lord. And in fact, just like the natural senses can experience things, the soul also produces certain expressions that in the spirit, spirit sense those things.
That's right.
Are we together, brethren?
Yeah.
Now, these things attract or repel spirits.
That's true.
Mm. So, we also see that when the soul is clothed with linen, that linen is also a wall. Notice that the tabernacle,
amen,
the covering is what now is made up of linen.
Yes.
When the soul is clothed with linen, in through that cannot come in. Isaiah says, "Awake, Zion, put on your strength, put on your beautiful garment. Henceforth, the uncircumcised and the unclean will not be able to do what now to come in." There are elements. The whole purpose of the enemy is to strip you. There is a battle for the garment. Praise the name of the Lord. As we're going to see. So the soul is clothed. Now, you are clothed with your works. Whatever the soul is engaged in begins to form a clothing around about your soul. You wear it like what now? A garment. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever it is you are involved in, you are engaged in, you give your heart to, you give your thoughts to. Now, what I'm trying to tell you this is important. You know, because of having thought that once you're born again, you understand that next stop is what now? Heaven. When Jesus does what now? Comes. Life. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, it's important that we understand it. Let me give you a little illustration. As we go on, maybe these things will become a little bit clearer. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in the Jewish culture and custom, when a woman is betrothed, call it engagement, but they're actually not exactly what now, the same thing. A betrothal is a very serious commitment. Praise the name of the Lord. A betrothal is almost like a marriage, just that it has not been consummated. Do you understand that? That's why Joseph could have the right to have Mary to want now stoned. Praise the name of the Lord. When are we together? Now the Bible tells us, Paul says in Corinthians, in Galatians, he said, "I have espoused thee." Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, we are espoused to Christ the day we become born again. We are betrothed to him. Now we are now waiting for the time of what now? The marriage. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we together? Now, when a bride is betrothed, the husband gives her a linen robe. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? A plain linen robe. And I'm going to talk about the aspect of the robe. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, thank you. A plain linen robe. Are we together, brethren?
Yeah.
A plain linen robe. He gives it to her. This is her wedding, what now? Gift.
Yeah.
Now, that woman, if she's a virtuous woman, she goes to work. Praise the name of the Lord. She goes and she buys thread. Gold thread. Blue thread. Purple thread. Scarlet thread. She begins to embroider that dress. That is the dress she's going to wear on the day of her wedding.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, see, the Bible says we should walk out our work now with fear and with what now?
Trembling.
Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let's read that scripture. You see that in Psalm 45.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yeah.
Let's look at that and then we'll move on. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there? Psalm 45. He says, I will start from verse 8. He says, "Your garments are all fragrant with myrrh, aloes, and cassia." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, all that has to do with your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. It is the anointing. You know, if you look at Exodus 28, when the priest is being prepared, one of the primary aspects of his preparation is that he's going to be what now? Anointed with oil. That oil gives a peculiar fragrance. There is no oil like that in the whole of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, are we together?
Yes.
No oil like that in the whole of Israel. So that oil, once a priest passes to an environment, people know that the priest is past him.
Yes,
there is something about us that spirit ought to be able to recognize.
Yes.
Brother, are we together?
Yes.
There is something about us that spirit ought to be able to recognize. And it is this smell is what will mark us out.
Huh.
You see, the day Isaac was to bless his son, after the testing, you know what he did? He drew his son very close and smelled him.
Yes.
He said, see the smell of my son. That smell provoked a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. When the Father draws us, I wonder what kind of aroma. I wonder what kind of smell. Will it provoke a blessing? Or will it provoke a cursing? Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, when the soul is anointed, it begins to carry a distinct aroma. You know what this aroma does? It invites God's presence.
Yeah.
It says, arise, O Lord, into your rest. That this thing invites, it provokes God. You see, smells provoke God. When Noah offered an offering unto God, it was a sweet smelling savour.
Yes.
And God spoke because of that aroma. Praise the name of the Lord. There is something about a soul that is working in consecration. There's something about a soul. Brethren, what I'm trying to say is that some of the things we get ourselves involved in bring forth a stinking odor.
Oh, Jesus.
Do you understand that? When people watch pornography, it brings forth, it provokes an odor that repels God's, you understand, presence.
Yes.
But not only that, it begins to attract unclean what now?
Spirit.
You know the law. When a thing is decaying, flies do what now? They come.
Mm.
And the flies always spoil the act of the
apothecary.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, but you see, told us that so many years ago, 1990 to be precise. It is one of the reasons why the enemy is introducing pornography. And if you really know the number of Christian pastors and individuals, you know, the internet has made the thing at just one click.
Yeah.
One click and you're there. Praise the name of the Lord. It's doing so much damage. Because people, once they get there, they get hooked.
Yeah.
You know, it's addictive. Praise the name of the Lord. They get hooked. You know what, when you say something is hooked, it means the soul has entered into a marriage.
That's right.
Yeah, covenant.
It's a covenant. He is bound. So the thing just says, come, 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 come. And the person is not willing to come, but cannot say what now? No. That's why the Bible says that the grace of God that bringeth salvation has been revealed to us, teaching us to say what now? No. It takes divine ability to say no. Praise the name of the Lord. It takes supernatural enablement to do what now? To say no. If you have ever been addicted to anything, the soul is the realm of addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. You know why? Because the soul must eat. It must eat. It needs food. And it's either the soul is the belly of hell, praise the name of the Lord, that can never be what now? Satisfied.
Right.
People get into all kinds of things. They start with marijuana. After a while, it's no longer giving them the right kick. They have to graduate to something what now?
Stronger
than that. Yeah, because the belly of hell is what now? Enlarging. Hell is enlarging. Hell is enlarging. And men have been what now? Swallowed up. Totally swallowed up.
Jesus.
And brethren, the church has come to a point where we need to know that the things that say, put away these things. Praise the name of the Lord. Put them away. It's time to begin to develop an appetite. And you see, because we have not understood what is at stake, there are things in our lives that we still accommodate and what now and tolerate. Praise the name of the Lord. But we are at a time when we must know that we have come to a very serious time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So here we are. The soul must be clothed. The soul has to be clothed. The soul must be fed. You need to feed the soul with the right things. I was reading Isaiah chapter 55. Praise the name of the Lord. And he says that, he said, let your soul eat and do what now? And live. Praise the name of the Lord. Why do you feed on things that cannot, what now? Satisfy. The soul craves. Sometimes you see people doing things, you know, you wonder why they are doing those things. It is because there is a craving, where now, in the soul. There is a power within the soul that has set itself up and is now commanding the soul. Want to eat. He said that the horse leech has three daughters that never say it is enough. They always say what now? Give me, give me, give me, give me. And the soul keeps demanding, and you see the whole of humanity marching around, do what now? Feeding, pouring their energy into a bottomless pit. Pouring their energy into a pit that can never be satisfied. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I'm trying to bring this thing this way because the church needs to take a second look at itself again. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to take a second look at ourselves. So, brethren, right now, we are saying that the condition of the soul, because that's what we're talking about, gives us an atmosphere. Praise the name of the Lord. This atmosphere could be saying to the beast of the air, you wild beast of the air, do what now? Come and do what? And eat. And eat. Mm. Come and eat. Come and eat much what now? Flesh.
Yes.
Why? Because that is what, you know, I am all about. That is what I have. On the other hand, my life can also be saying to the Lord, return to your word now, to your rest. You and the ark of your covenant. I have prepared for you a settled place for you to dwell forever.
Hallelujah.
So what signal is your soul giving? These things have gone beyond you're a Christian, you belong to this fellowship or to that fellowship or so and so. But it's not about that. We are coming down to the reality. What garment are you wearing? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, in Revelation, it said that there was this angel that was clothed with what now? A cloud. Did you notice that? He was wearing what now? His dress was what now? A cloud. Who is that man? Now, when a man starts from the door of the tabernacle, sorry, from the gate, and proceeds and progresses in God, he comes to a place in the Holy of Holies where he is clothed with what now? A cloud. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together?
Yes.
Where it's clothed with a cloud. So, in principle, your works form garments. I think somewhere Isaiah 59, let me read that. Probably just give us something to hold on to. Isaiah 59. Praise the name of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 59. Are we there? It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened at all, that it cannot save, nor his ear dull with deafness, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue mutters wickedness. None sues or calls for righteousness, but for the sake of doing injury to others, to take some undue advantage. No one goes to law honestly and pleads his case in truth. They trust in emptiness, worthlessness, and futility, and speaking lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth evil. Praise the name of the Lord. They hatch adder's eggs and weave the spider's webs. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from an egg which is crushed, a viper breaks out. For their nature is ruinously deadly evil. Now this is the nature of a people who profess the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Now look at verse 6. It says, their webs. Now when the Bible talks about webs, it speaks about works of mischief. Praise the name of the Lord. Like a spider's web. It says, their web will not serve as clothing, nor will they cover themselves with what they make. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what we're trying to say is that as we walk with the Lord, as the people of God, we are making a garment to cover what now? Our soul. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is this garment that we're going to be clothed in the day of our revelation, the day of our what now? Manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these people are making garments, but that in that day, this garment will not be able to bring what now? A covering upon their what? Their soul. Praise the name of the Lord. They will not be able to cover themselves with their works, because their works are works of iniquity. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the state of your soul is what determines whatever you're going to be clothed. If I am seen in the spirit, I mean, take away this outer part of me. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we are hypocrites today.
Yes.
We package a lot. We try to present the best, do you understand, fronts. And we do it unconsciously. It has become part of our world now, our nature. Jesus took time to warn the disciples. Say, beware of this attitude. Beware of this nature. Praise the name of the Lord. When we come to church on Sunday, we put on our best clothes, both physical clothes and our best behavior. Praise the name of the Lord. Is that so?
Yes. Yeah,
but that's not you. Who are you? You are the state and the condition of what now? Your soul. That's who you are. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, people pretend. You know, one of the things when I was getting married, my wife, you know, then thought wife to be, but we tried to be as real as possible to each other. Praise the name of the Lord. So there were no surprises when we got married. I saw men and women who never knew each other. So their marriage was a shock to them. I didn't know it was like this. You should have known. You understand the point? You should have taken time to do what now?
To know.
Why? You have been deceived. Because you did not. You were looking much more aware now on the outward. So hypocrisy has become a trend and a fact among God's people. And brethren, I tell you something. Time is coming when the hypocrites will not be able to stand in the congregation of what now? Of the saints. It just can't, because the church, God is going to open up things the way they are. Praise the name of the Lord. So the question is, what are you wearing? What garments are you wearing? Hallelujah. Now let's move on. You know, we are at a time, brethren, when what your works. Now what is works? Let me see if I can define that. You know, it will help us to pick up where we're going to. A work, the dictionary, the TEA defines work as business, employment, that with which anyone is occupied, that which one undertakes to do, an enterprise, an undertaking, and an occupation. It also defines that any product, whatever is accomplished by hand, art, industry, or mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Or it calls it an act or deed or something done. The idea of working is emphasized in opposition to that which is less than work. Now let's see if we can explain that. The soul is always engaged in something. If you look at the four living creature, one thing you see there is continuous work now, activity. Praise the name of the Lord. Continuous work now, even when you're sleeping, your mind is at work. How many people know that?
Yes.
Your mind is working. Your mind actually does not work now. Sleep.
Yes.
Your mind is consistently at work. And not only mind. You know, sometimes some people who sleep will go to bed angry. Are you getting my point? You know, what the Bible says, don't let the sun go up, down, up your right. It is also for your health. Praise the name of the Lord. A lot of people who had heart attack and didn't wake up went to bed, you understand? Angry, frustrated, you understand? Depressed, and all that. So, and that activity did what now? It continued and eventually affected the body. Because the soul and the body are what now? They are connected. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, what are we involved in? Let me read something here. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians 3. We're now talking about the day of his what now?
Appearing.
Now, brethren, who is appearing? The Lord is appearing, and we are also what now? Appearing. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
That when Christ shall appear, we shall also what now? Appear with him.
In glory.
In glory. Now, I've been looking at that word we. And I'm wondering, I'm saying, Lord, who is this we? I see this we a lot of times. Praise the name of the Lord. We shall be caught up with him together. And I began to identify that this we is the people in the mind of who now?
Of God.
I don't know if you understand that. It does not necessarily mean every Christian. But God knows them. And Paul said, I'm striving so that I can also be what now? Part of the we. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the whole essence of this business that we are involved in. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's look at this. I'll read from verse 11, 1 Corinthians 3. It says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Look at verse 12. It says, for if anyone build upon the foundation, whether it be what now? With gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and what now? Straw. Look at verse 13. You see that the work of each one will become what now? Plainly. Let me read from Amplified. Will become plainly, openly known and shown for what it is. You know, what you are doing may appear to me righteous, right? Holy. Isn't it? And godly. But the day we declare every man's word now, what? There are other things attached to it. Okay, look at this one. It says, for the day of Christ will disclose and declare it, because it will be revealed with what now? Fire. And the fire will test and critically appraise the character and worth of the work each person has done. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? There's going to be an evaluation. Now, and let's read a few other scriptures, and we're going to see. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to chapter 4. I'm going to do that and then jump to 2 Corinthians 5. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians 4. Praise the name of the Lord. Sorry, 1 Corinthians 4. I read from verse 4. It says, Paul says, I am not conscious of anything against myself, and I feel blameless. Now that's a man. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Paul said, I have worked. My part of my vision is to endeavor to have a conscience void of what now? Offense towards God and towards man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now the truth is that if this night, this morning, a word comes, says, Brother K, put your house in order. In the next 1 hour, you will cross over the other side. Praise the name of the Lord. You know what's going to happen? From your subconscious, all your areas, issues you have not addressed, will do what now? Will come up. You know, if there was somebody you say, I have forgiven him, that day you tell yourself the truth, I have not forgiven this man. Do you understand that a consciousness will come upon you, and you begin to look at things you need to put what now in order? Paul said, I don't have any sense that I have any issue with who now? With God. That's a very strong word. Or with any man. But he's trying to say that that in itself does not mean, do you understand, that I'm free. That it is actually God who does what now? Who judges? Judgment belongs to him. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why somebody has to pray, oh Lord, do what? Search me. Praise the name of the Lord. Touch me, because the heart is actually deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. But look at what he says, I feel blameless, but I am not vindicated and acquitted before God on that account. It is the Lord himself who examines and judges me. Verse 5 says, so do not make any hasty or premature judgment before the time when the Lord comes again. For he will both bring to light the secret things that are now hidden, we are now in darkness.
Yeah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Where is this darkness?
In the soul.
Praise the name of the Lord. And disclose and expose the secret aims. Listen to this. Aims, motives, and purposes of what now? Of hearts. Then will every man receive what now? His due commendation. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's jump again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Now we're going into areas where we need to tread, where we need to delve into, where we need to look at the areas of aims, motives, purposes, why you do the things you do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We will do that and see where we go from there. 2 Corinthians 5. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we there? Okay. I'll read. It says, therefore, from verse 9, whether we are at home on earth, away from him, or away from him and with him, sorry, away from home and with him, we are constantly ambitious and strive earnestly to be pleasing to him. Why must we do this? For, because we must all do what now? Appear. Now this appearing is not that you're going somewhere. Here it says, we must all appear and be revealed as we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Before the judgment seat of who now? Of Christ. So that each one may receive his pay. That's pay. According to what he has done in the body. Whether good or evil. Considering, look at the consideration now. It says, considering what his purpose and motive have been. And then, what he has achieved. What he has been busy with. And what he has given himself and his attention to what now? Accomplishing. What have you been busy with?
Jesus.
You tell me, brethren. What have you been busy with? Is it something that the day will, you know, that will survive the fire? Are we together, brethren? I don't mean forgetting this thing. What you have been busy with, is it something that will survive the fire? What has been engaging your attention? When you lie on your bed, what are you thinking about? What are you meditating upon? What are your plans? Do they have eternal value? Are they of eternal consequences? What you have been busy with? Brethren, you see, somebody says that they, you know, I meditate upon your word in the morning and what now? In the night. I give my thoughts, my attention. Your words have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have esteemed your word more than my daily food. That's not poetry, brethren. That man is a man who knows that he needs to make a garment for of glory and a garment of what now? Of duty.
Yes,
praise the name of the Lord. It's not about church.
Oh, yes.
It's not about church, brethren. It's not about the activity. It's about what the soul has been what now? Engaged in.
Yeah.
What is occupying your soul? What has captured your soul? Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's go on. Let's go to Romans chapter 1. I want to put a few thoughts together, then we'll push it. Romans chapter 1. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Romans chapter 1. Now, if you look at Romans chapter 1, it's the story of man. How man began to regress. Praise the name of the Lord. From the excellent state that God made him, he began to make certain decisions. He began to make certain commitments. He began to take certain steps that began to change him, began to change his personality, and brought him to a state where he became something that God did not create him. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's just go down. I want to jump. I read from verse 21. He says, because when they knew and recognized him as God, they did not honor and glorify him as God or give him what now? Thanks. But instead, they became futile. Because when people give their minds to vanity, futility, that includes some of the movies that have been made today. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything in life must have a purpose. As we're going to see, Paul said, my life has what now? A purpose. He said, my determined purpose is this. Praise the name of the Lord. This was a man's testimony. He said, my determined purpose. It wasn't just a purpose. It was a purpose that was backed up by what now? A determination.
Daniel proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's meat. Paul said, my determined purpose is this, that I might do what now? Know him. Because of this determined purpose, the things that men consider to be what now? Gain. Praise the name of the Lord. I consider it to be what now? Loss. Your economy and economics becomes different. Praise the name of the Lord. The thing that a man, you know, bring life. Life is so strange. It depends, you know, there was this story I read on the internet. There was a billionaire. That was, I think it was like Japan, one of these countries. Big man, you know, all his life, this man had worked and made billions. He made billions. He was traveling all over the world making money. He didn't have time for anything. In his old age, he decided to marry. And found a young girl, 21, 22, and married her as a trophy, a toy. He kept her in the house and was still heading to Moscow, Japan, you know, and all over the place. You know, this man also had a driver, a young boy who had served him, faithfully, loyally for so many years. So somewhere along the line, this man suddenly dropped toward now, dead. And that was it. Was gone, the money was left here. So the young wife now inherited this money, the billions, and then promptly married the driver. Now, that's not the story. Listen, you will learn a lesson from this. That's not the story. So after the wedding, journalists were interviewing the driver. Praise, I said, how does it feel? Praise the name of the Lord. So the man said, that all these years, he said, I thought I was working for this man. I didn't know the man was working for me. I don't know if you hear what I said. He said, all these years, I thought I was working for this man. John, clean my shoe. And John cleaned. Wash the car. Do this for me, do that for me. He said, I thought I was working for him. I didn't know that this man was working for me. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, sometimes things don't appear the way they seem. You need to see with the eyes of the inward man to understand what life is. Sometimes a man thinks he's wealthy, and God says you are miserable, you're what now? You're poor. Sometimes, you know, you are passing through a difficult situation. The Bible actually says that these momentary afflictions are actually working for you. Hello, did you hear what I said? These afflictions, the Bible says they are working for who now? For us. The tribulation is working for you. The crisis is working for you. The trouble is actually what now? Working for you.
A greater weight of glory.
Exceeding. They are making money for you. Trouble is making, when I say money, I'm not talking about the material realm. They're actually creating wealth. If you allow these things, that's what Jesus called gold, tried in the world now. Do you understand that?
Yes.
You find gold. This is gold that comes out of tribulation. It comes out of pressure. It comes out of a man who has chosen to respond God's way in the midst of a challenging what now situation. That is wealth. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The young man didn't know. Present as we go through life, my prayer is always been, Lord, let me see things from your word now, your perspective.
Yes.
My neighbor wakes up in the morning, he buys a new car. I said, oh, fine, praise God. Do you understand? I don't look at it from that realm. Paul said the things that men would have considered advantage, for me, they are actually disadvantages. And I count them to be disadvantages. Yeah. Sometimes wealth can be a big disadvantage.
Right.
It can be a burden that if you are not equipped of God, it can terminate, it can destroy you.
Yes.
So, you see, we need to begin to look at life from God's perspective.
Yes.
We need to have vision. You know, the Bible says where there is no vision. You need to look at that scripture. It's one of those words that have various shades of meaning. One of the things said, where there is no vision, people run, they are made naked. The other one says, where there is no vision, the people cast off what now? Restraints. Those divinely imposed restraints, you cut them off. You live a life of, profligate because there is no vision.
Right.
Praise the name of the Lord. That word there means to be made naked. So you lose your covering. You live a life that exposes you to all forms of, influences, spiritual. Mm. Of course, where there is no vision, the people what now perish.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. But I need vision to see the way God does what now sees. Now, here, men lost vision. It says here, because they knew God, they refused to recognize God and give God and glorify Him as God. He says, but instead, what happened to them? They became tutored and godless in their world now. They are thinking with vain imaginations, foolish reasonings, stupid speculations. Their senseless minds were what now? Darkness came upon the mind. And brethren, God must send light. He said that our inward man might be what now? Enlightened. Light must come in so that we can reason right. Now look at what happened here. It says, claiming to be wise, they became fools.
Yeah.
Professing to be smart. Even man, in the midst of all the technology. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And by them, the glory and majesty and excellence of the immortal God were exchanged for and represented by images resembling mortal man and bird and beast and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their own hearts. Do you understand that? You know, just like Israel, when they departed from God, God allowed other nations to do what now? To come into their boundary. Before then, there was a divinely imposed hedge round about them. Now, but the men are being overtaken by their lusts. Right now, the Bible says, at this time of the end, that there shall come scoffers. Now, these scoffers are not outsiders. They are brethren. Do you understand that? People who are beginning to, you know, lose that vision. And the Bible says that they walk after their own word now, lust. You know, what motivates them? What drives them? I like this. I like that. Praise the name of the Lord. I like this. I like that. We have come to a point when we can no longer walk just after what we do what now, what we like. The spirit has to take over. That's what the Lord told Peter. He said, when you were a young man, you walk about after what you do what now, you like. But now when you become old,
yes,
somebody will take you by the hand and take you into places. It is no longer a question of convenience. Most of us, we live so much. I can't come, it's not convenient. I think what is convenient? Your wife is, you know, in labor, and you say it's not convenient to take her to the hospital. There's no such thing. Do you understand the point? You know, the issue of convenience is a mirage. It's simply that you don't want to come.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Friend, are we together? There are times you know that it's just a story. It's not convenient for me, it's not convenient. It's not a matter of convenience.
Yes,
he said,
yes.
When you are old, somebody will take you by the hand. And I tell you, brother, if you don't get old, you will not bring forth a son. Abraham brought forth a son in his old world now. Young men don't bring forth this thing. He said that this is the son of my old age. Jacob had a son in his old age, Benjamin. Abraham brought a son in his old age. In that age, somebody takes you by the hand. We have been brought to a point when we must lay down and begin to live the life of the Spirit. And until we come to that point, brethren, all that we do, we just be like young people. Praise the name of the Lord. God must begin to bring us to this point, and we must begin to realize this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, God gave them up to the lust of their own heart, to sexual impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, abandoning them to the degrading power of what now? Of sin. Now, a lot of people are coming under certain powers. Praise the name of the Lord. Certain things are taking hold of their lives. Now, these men are reaping in their bodies and in their souls the consequences of the choices that they have what now? They have made. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let me just jump. Verse 26. For this reason, God gave them over and abandoned them to vile and degrading passions. For the women exchanged their natural function for an unnatural and abnormal one. And the men also turned from natural relations, praise the name of the Lord, with women and were set ablaze, burning out, consuming with lust for one another. Men committing shameful acts with men and suffering in their own bodies and personalities, the inevitable. Now listen to this. They suffered in their bodies and in their what now? Personality. Now this is where you get the consequences of what you do, good or what now, or bad. Your inheritance, you will get it in your body and in your soul. praise the name of the Lord, the kind of body that you are going to have at the resurrection is a manifestation of what you have been engaged in. Praise the name of the Lord. And the kind of soul, pray, it is the light is actually the emanation of the soul. See that the man was shining. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the soul that was giving forth what now? Its light. He says, arise and what now? And shine. Because your light has what now?
Come.
Power has come.
Hi.
The energy has come. Praise the name of the Lord. And each person will shine according to the degree. Do you understand? To which you have committed yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yeah.
It's not something very far away. In your soul, there is a record. Praise the name of the Lord. In your soul, there is a register. In your soul, there is a storehouse. Praise the name of the Lord. You are accumulating. Praise the name of the Lord here. It says, in their bodies and their souls, they receive the inevitable consequences and penalties of their wrongdoing and going astray, which was their fitting retribution. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's push this matter a little bit. I'll go to Romans 2. Therefore, you have no excuse or defense or justification, O man, whoever you are, who judges and condemns another. For imposing as a judge and passing sentence on another, you condemn yourself, because you who judge are habitually practicing the very same things that you censure and denounce. But we know that the judgment, the adverse verdict and sentence of God falls justly and in accordance with the truth upon those who practice such things. And do you think or imagine, oh man, when you judge and condemn those who practice such things, and yet do them yourself, that you will escape God's judgment and elude his sentence and advance verdict? Look at 4. He says, or are you so blind as to trifle with and presume upon and despise and underestimate the wealth of his kindness and forbearance and long suffering, patience? Are you unmindful or actually ignorant of the fact that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repent, to change your mind and your inner man to accept God's will?
Yes.
Look at 5. It says, but your callous stubbornness and impenitence. Now, what is that? An impenitent heart is a heart that refuses to do what now?
Yes.
To repent.
No,
now, the only way sin is remitted is by what now?
Repentance.
By repentance. Do you understand that? It is God's provision made for what now? Cleansing.
Yes.
Then are we together?
Yes.
It says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not what now?
Yes.
In us. And very, as long as a man sustains that, have you seen people like that? This thing, this quarrel between both of you, they understand the point, it's too much. He said, no, leave me on. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that is a stubborn and an impenitent word now, heart. You know what he's doing? He is piling up rot. Now look at this. He says, by your callous stubbornness and impenitence of heart, you are storing up what now? Wrath and indignation for yourself on the day of wrath and indignation, when God's righteous judgment will be what now? Revealed. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise, are we together?
Yes.
It's important that you know that your soul is also a storehouse. You are accommodating, you are accumulating, you are piling up things that will stand, work against you in that day, or work for you. Praise the name of the Lord, my brother. Hallelujah. Or work for you. So, brethren, the clothing of each person is determined by who now? The individual. If this lady decides to begin to embroider her what now? Garment. Now let's look at that from Revelation 19. Praise the name of the Lord. When we see a faithful lady. Revelation chapter 19.
Yes. Hallelujah.
She's a faithful woman. Virtuous woman.
Praise
the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 19. I want to start from verse 6. We're there. It says, after that, I heard what sounded like a vast trump, like the shout of a vast trump, like the boom of many pounding waves, and like the roar of terrific and mighty peals of thunder, exclaiming, hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. For now
The Lord our God, the omnipotent, the all ruler, reigns. Let us rejoice and shout for joy, exulting and triumphant. Let us celebrate and ascribe to him glory and honor.
Yes.
For the marriage of the Lamb at last has come, and his bride has prepared herself.
Amen.
There is a preparation, brethren.
Oh, yeah.
There is a walking, and it is very important. He says she has been permitted to dress in fine, radiant linen,
yes,
dazzling and white. For the fine linen is signifies, represents the righteousness. Now, but listen to this: the righteousness, the upright, just and godly living deeds and conduct, and right standing with God of the saints, God's holy people. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, what she's wearing is not necessarily, oh, I'm born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together?
Yes.
She is clothed with her works.
Her works.
She is clothed with the measure to which she was able to work out what now? Her salvation. She's clothed, it's all to the measure that you have been responding to the spirit of what now? Of the living God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm. You know, what happens when a man dies? Can you tell me? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. But I will tell you some things, you know, it means that he loses this part of him, right?
Yes.
You think that if a man was not interested in the things of God, you know, is born again a Christian, but has little regard for God's, you know, word, for the word of the Lord, for the work of the Lord, for, you know, godliness and righteousness, then the moment he suddenly dies, he becomes a
saint,
a glorious saint. You think so?
No,
no such thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Brother, are we understanding? Let me tell you what happens. If while you are here, you had a passion for God, the fact that you lose this body, hallelujah, does not take away the passion. Do you know what the passion is?
It's in the soul.
Are we together, brethren?
Yes. Yes.
Are we together?
Yes.
You see, you set your direction here.
Yes.
There are some whose program is still continuing.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't know if you understand that.
Oh, yeah.
But they set it, they fixed it where?
Yeah.
That's right.
Persons that came to jump.
I don't know if you understand me, brethren. Mm. Let me tell you, brethren, you don't miss this. Don't miss this.
Mm.
You set the tone where?
Yeah. Yeah.
You set the tone here, and if a man sets his heart upon the Lord and God starts a work here, the fact that the man dies does not mean that the work is what now is cut short. The work does what now? Continue.
Continue.
He who has begun a good work in you, he will do what now?
Continue it.
Continue it. Brilliant. I tell you something, what you do here is this is a very short time. That's why Paul said, so that we might be judged for the things we have done while what now in the body.
In the body.
This body is an opportunity.
Mm.
Don't miss it. So many will regret. So many will regret because they gave themselves over to work. You know, one of the things that the church is into, the church has missed it. People are now following money and fame.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? You know, that was what the enemy tried to tempt Jesus with, to distract him. Praise the name of the Lord. He came. He came for a particular purpose. And every time you come for a particular purpose, the enemy comes to do what now? To subvert, distract, divert you. So Jesus came and he said, look, turn this stone into what now?
Bread.
Into bread.
Mm.
This ministry must not be a bread making ministry.
Amen.
It is not that a man shall not live by what now?
Bread
alone. There are people who come to church. They have their own, what now, agenda.
Yeah.
Both the pastor and the pastee. Praise the name of God. You know, when Jesus drove away, he drove both those who bought and those who were now, who sold. He set both of them out of the place. Praise the name of God. He said, pastee, this is not what it's all about. Then the other guy came and he said, look, get up to the temple and jump. It was supposed to be a spectacular miracle.
Hey,
yeah. And men like to do those things.
Yes.
You know, people like to show off. I saw one man who was dancing on money. poured money like this, and he was, you know, jumping at the and Prefodula was also there. Praise the name of the Lord. They were jumping on it. And I'm saying, what is this? What is this? And you see, the point is that there are a lot of people who believe this man. Who pin their hopes on them. Who drink everything that they say.
My God.
And they're damaging their souls. The soul is a very fragile thing. That's why your conscience is something you must treat very, very, very carefully.
Amen.
Don't do anything against your conscience.
Yes.
Because you can do damage to yourself.
Yes.
You can destroy yourself if you damage your conscience. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes.
And see, there are men who have been destroyed. Many have been destroyed. Then the devil also took him to a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of this world. I said, look, if you bow down, these souls of men, I control them. If you bow to me, I will give you, I can fill your church in 5 months, 2 months. The whole place is full. What is the use of having a church? Men that are loyal to the devil.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand that. Yeah, they will come to you, but their hearts will still be where?
With the devil.
He is controlling them. They are your church. And brethren, I don't know how many of us are under the control of the spirit, or how many the environment and the environmental spirits, the elemental spirits are still what now?
Yes.
Controlling and what now? Manipulating. Jesus knew that he would get destroyed. But he had to die and destroy the power of what now? The devil.
Amen.
If you are in the church and the power of the devil in your life is not what now? Broken.
That's right.
Then you become a spy for the devil.
Amen.
You will become an instrument to trouble. You know, when the devil wanted to betray Jesus, to deal with him, he had to look for somebody who was what now? Still open.
Yeah.
Why did Judas fall prey to that thing? You know, Judas had certain things about his life. Judas was a zealot. He was one of those people who felt that, you understand, Jesus could be used to achieve their political
agenda.
They wanted to overthrow the Romans.
Yes.
So he saw a, you know, superstar. He saw somebody with charisma, with certain powers, and he felt, man, if I join this man, you understand, this thing will achieve my purpose.
Yeah.
By the time he began to realize that this man was singing another tune, he was very disappointed. Praise the name of the Lord. But I don't know if I'm communicating to you.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus knew that the problem was not the Romans. Many would have liked him to fight the Romans. How do you fight Romans when the problem is sin in the life of what now? Of the people. Praise the name of the Lord. So the power of the devil must be broken in my life.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That is the core of this matter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, as we begin to tidy up this matter, what are you going to be wearing?
Yes.
In the day when you are going to be revealed. What garment? What manifestation? You know, I took time to look through the scriptures. You know, some people will be wearing worms that day. You know, Job said that, you understand, my skin is clothed with what now? Worms. He said some are going to be clothed with shame and confusion. Praise the name of the Lord. Clothed with what? Shame and what? Confusion. What are you going to be wearing? How are you going to appear? What will you look like? I read something in Isaiah where they said that in that day that they will come out and be looking at the bodies of men. Do you understand? Who rebelled against God. Praise the name of the Lord. Said where the worm dieth not and all that. Now, I don't know. But you see, I tell you something, brethren. Your inward man is going to come out. The light, the Bible said that which does make manifest is what now? It's light. In other words, light reveals a thing exactly the way it is. So, in that day, the earth will uncover her slain. Praise the name of the Lord. But do you understand what it means? Every deed that men have done, we don't know who did it. You know, sometimes you come out in the street, see a dead body. You don't know who killed the man. The killer goes away, feels that it's done. It's what now? All over. Brethren, a day is coming when the whole substance, you know, right now we're dealing with molecules, right? Flesh and skin.
That's the most we can do right now. We can see. But the time is coming when the dynamics are going to change. And praise the name of the Lord. I'll become like a movie script. My thoughts are going to be so transparent. Do you understand that? My feelings are going to... I can't hide... You know, sometimes I can hide things from you. You say to do something, I'm not happy with you. But I'm just what now? Pretending. Praise the name of the Lord. I will be known. He said in that day, you will be known. Even as you are known.
Yes, sir.
Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brother, this is where we are coming to. This lady was given to be dressed in her deeds. It became apparent over the years what this lady had occupied herself with. It became apparent what she had given her soul to. It became apparent that she had allowed the word of God, the spirit of God, do you understand, to begin to work on her. God is working in work. But we must submit to it. There was something in Psalms I saw. Psalm 139. You know, it says, you knew me when you were walking in me in secret. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me just read that scripture and try to tidy up. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 139. I read verse 13. Are you there? 139. Praise the Lord. It says, for you did form my inward parts. God walking. He said, you did knit me together. That's me. Like, you understand? Knitting. God is working on a garment. My personality. Me. He says, you did knit me together in my mother's womb. This is the womb of the soul. He says, I will confess and praise you, for you are... Let me just jump to verse 15. He says, my friend was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors. That's you. Praise the name of the Lord. The embroidery of various colors is not something imaginary. It is God's nature being wrought into my word now, my personality.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
It says, while I was being formed in secret, and praying right now, it is a secret work. Praise the name of the Lord. And intricately, is that amplified? Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. And intricately and curiously, you know, the Bible talks about the curious effort. Giving of the effort. These are mysterious workings of the Spirit of God, framing and forming our personality as we open up to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. As if embroidered with various colors in the depths of the earth, a region of darkness and mystery. Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written, before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. I'm being wrought like an embroidery. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm being embroidered. You know, when God calls, the issue, I was talking with a sister, we fellowship together. She's doing her PhD program in embroidery.
Say that again?
She's doing her PhD program, her doctorate degree program in embroidery. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, you didn't know somebody could do that. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, she told me something. She said, not many people love to do embroidery. It's just too painstaking. You need an eye for detail. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to have, you know, see the end product. And then decide that the labor involved in this thing is what the end product. Not many people can do that. So there are machines that do so many of it, but there are certain embroidery that must still be done by what now? By hand. You need focus. You need an attention. Eye for detail. You need skill. And brother, this is what God is calling us to at this time. We really need focus. There's so much that is distracting us. There's so much that is conflicting with this work that God is doing in our life. It's not a call to become a hermit. But brethren, you see, we can come to a point when we begin to enjoy God so much that we don't have time for any other thing.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. I just hope we're getting this through. God can become exciting.
That's right, sir.
The word of God can become so exciting that you can't get out. Say, look, please, I've not finished it yet. I need to look at this again. It's not going to be that dull, dreary, you feel that somebody's suffering you. something must happen within our personality.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy is out for your clothing. The enemy is out for your clothing. And I cannot finish this thing without talking about clothing in the natural. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't think it will be right. You know, Peter, I think 1 Peter chapter 3, praise the name of the Lord. He says, let your adorning not be the outward word now, mm-hmm. adorning. Now, do you know what that means? That doesn't mean you should not wear clothes. Do you understand that? But it means that, you know, in the natural sense, when somebody feels that you are dressed well, according to the fashion of this world, you feel confident. Is that correct? You feel bold.
Yes.
Well, let's tell the truth now.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Our confidence comes from the externals. Why is that? It is because, you know, Paul was saying something. He said, I have two options. One is to be present with the Lord and absent from the body. It means your consciousness is much more well, heavenly things. These ones begin to matter less and less and less. Praise the name of the Lord. Ben, am I communicating to you? As I'm talking to you, brethren, God is calling us to begin to step into the sanctuary. There is a realm in God. As we begin to cross, you begin to see much more of things happening the other world now, the other side. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your confidence, your adorning, your sense of beauty is not to come from natural.
Yes.
That's not what should make you when you're walking. You understand? You feel bold and confident because you are wearing the latest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Now, I said earlier that Adam and Eve did not feel ashamed because their consciousness was not on this. They were clothed properly before God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that was their what now? Their confidence.
Amen.
That was their strength.
Yes.
That was their boldness.
Yes.
Brother, our boldness must be on how we stand before who now?
Sure. Oh, yes, sir.
If you are clothed before God, that is what matters. And brethren, you see, the things we wear are very important. You know, there's no way you can look through the scriptures and not realize that even the clothes we wear are an offering to God.
That's right.
Right.
In doing this study, and like Romax said, when you do a study, you can only preach 10%. Do you understand the point? The other 90%, you have to go and get it yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. I found out, you know, that God is concerned about clothes. Praise the name of the Lord. And he found that, well, it's a challenge much more for the women than for the men. But you see, your clothes speaks a lot about you. Hallelujah. Are we together? Your clothes speaks a lot about you. If you see a person and you look at the person, what the person is wearing, you can tell a lot about the person. Praise the name of the Lord. You can't. If you see a, you know, like, okay, let's use the word America, some of the hip-hop stars.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think they are very loud and outlandish in their
attire?
Yeah, in their attire.
You're getting attention.
Good. Now, why are they trying to get attention? Because there is somewhere insecurity in that.
That's right.
Yes.
Are you getting my point?
Yeah.
They have an insecurity. They are naked inside. So, like Adam, they were trying to clothe themselves with what now? Fig leaves.
Yeah, no.
They're actually taking attention away from the problem we are now in their lives. Friend, I don't know if we're getting this. It's very, very important because we have been called to lead the life of what? The inward man. You see, let your adorning be what now? The leading man of what now? The heart, which in the sight of God is of what now?
A great man.
What are you wearing inside? Let's assume that you're not wearing on this and every one of us was asked to remove the outer garment. I don't think you will be here. Do you understand the point? You'll probably run out. But there is an inner wear, and there is an outer wear. If you look through the dressings of the high priest, there is a wear that is directly with on contact with what now? The flesh. And it is made of linen.
Linen is riches.
Because it has something to do with as the man is approaching God. You know, when Adam lost his garment, you know he did something. He made aprons. Now, those fillings, the word used where was apron. Now, apron is an insufficient clothing.
That's the fashion.
It's like a bikini. Yeah, that's what it was. A bikini. Something covered this way, something covered this way, and that's it. That's what they were wearing. Now, when God clothed them, he made tunics. That's something that was long-sleeved, covered down. Hello, are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I think God knows how we should do. Praise the name of the Lord. He made tunics. If you look at those descriptions, it's long-sleeved tunics. Coats. And he covered them properly. Now, when you look at humanity today, and the clothing are coming off.
That's right.
Coming off. Every day coming off. Do you know what it means? It's telling you the state and the nakedness in the world now. In the heart of
man.
The level of depravity, we have come to a point, the Bible says they have lost every sense of what now? Of shame. You know, there's something called shame. God gave us a sense to know what is right and proper. Do you understand that? When you have that sense within you, when what you're wearing is not right and proper, something is not, you're not comfortable. But when the people begin to feel comfortable, that is not right, then something has been damaged in the soul of a person. And brethren, we need to be very careful. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to go back and look at our soul. Some of us, we need healing in a certain aspect of our life. It's because of impenitence and callousness and hardness of heart. Certain things that are wrong suddenly become very right.
That's right.
Praise the name of the Lord. And God wants to address that matter in our lives.
Yes.
He calls for repentance. Praise the name of the Lord. He calls for repentance. So, this is where we are. There is a battle for our clothes. If you look through the scriptures. Now, remember when Joseph, you know, Potiphar's wife came for Joseph. The Bible says she laid hold of his dress. Before she said, lie with me, she took hold of his dress. I don't go back and look at it. She grabbed the dress before she said, lie with me. And so, poor Joseph had to leave the dress. And she took the dress as what now? Evidence. But then the devil takes certain things as evidence before God. So this one, ask him if he doesn't know me. Do you understand the point? This is what now?
Evidence.
Praise the name of the Lord. You can't deny that because the dress is the evidence. Joseph had to run. You know, one brother in front of us told us the story of the naked truth. How many people remember that?
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we use that expression, it's just the naked truth. You know, truth had a white, clean, up, down, white shoes, white tie, everything. Very good. And then, falsehood, lie, was dressed in filth. You know, his normal dress, filth rags. But you see, he envied and admired it. And desired those clothes. Because those clothes that truth wore brought him, you understand? People respected him, listened to him and all that. And he wanted to get that respect. Wanted to get that attention. Wanted to get that influence over men. So he was trailing truth. So when the truth went to the river to take a bath, so when he removed his clean clothes, this guy sneaked and went and dropped his own clothes there and wore truth's clothes.
Yes.
And went to town. In fact, he set up a ministry, built a church. And people were flocking to the church. Praise the name of the Lord. So when truth came out of the water and looked for the clothes, he couldn't find them. And he saw those with the rug. He said, instead of me to wear this,
I'll walk naked.
Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a battle for your garment. There is a battle. There are enemies that want your garment. Do you know when Jesus was crucified? Do you know what happened to him? They strip, there was a part of his garment they tore, the outer part. The inner one they couldn't tear. And that one was because it was seamless. You know, it was woven. And it was woven from top to bottom.
Yeah.
When you read in the Bible that something is done from top to bottom, know that it is a handwork of who? Of the Most High God. Just like the veil was rent from top to bottom. It was God, not man.
That's right.
So this, there's an aspect of our personality that God is working on. The enemy cannot hear it.
Amen.
You know how many, into how many pieces they tore the other one?
Four.
I don't know if that tells you something.
Yeah.
They tore it into four parts. We are dealing with what now again? They tore it into four parts. So we have a humanity today that is fragmented, fractured, torn asunder, with bitterness, you know, frustration, you know, strife, contention, all of these things. Look at Joseph's brethren. Went for the garment. Praise the name. Are we together, brethren? They went for his garment. You know, they took him, the moment they caught him, the first thing they did was what? They stripped his garment again. This was a garment of glory and beauty, something that the father gave him to mark him out as special to him. This Joseph was a son that the father delighted in, because he was interested in the father's interest.
Yes.
The brothers were, you know, they were, you know, cheating the father. They were looking after the father's sheep with their own sheep. I don't mean to get the whole thing there. Then they were defrauding the man, because they were much more interested in their own gain than in actually looking after the father's interest. Paul said many seek their own interest, not many seek the interest of Christ. So Joseph brought an evil report. It was an evil report. He told the father the word now, the truth. Do you understand that? And they heard it, and they hated him for it. So when he came, they stripped him in his garment. They stripped him of it. And then sold him into slavery.
Yes.
You know, that's the type of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And then they killed a lamb, a goat, and took the blood and sprinkled upon it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And they told the father, said, a white beast has what now? Has slain
you. You decide for yourself what this looks like.
Praise the name of the Lord. And the father said, you know, the white beast has slain him. You know, the garment that God has given you is something that you must guard with what now? With care.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. We have certain lifestyles, certain habits that expose us to certain influences. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, I hope we're together.
Yes.
It exposes us to certain things. And brethren, it is time for us to know that these things are damaging and harmful to what now? To our soul.
That's right.
They are damaging, they are harmful. And, you know, I keep telling the brethren, when I was younger as a Christian, I loved movies a lot. When I see movies, real movies, horror movies, action movies, you know, all kinds. Nobody told me, I didn't know. And you dare not talk about it. You understand? The moment you start, I'll just blank out. I'll switch off completely, because it was so dear to me. I could not conceive life without, you understand, that level. You see, but when this word began to come, praise the name of the Lord, and I began to see what God was expecting of me, I began to realize these two things cannot work now. One has to give way.
Amen.
Because you can't serve two masters at the same word now. And I found that the more you begin to give your heart over to this thing, the less appetite you will have for what now, for this other thing. If you have still so much appetite for certain things, it's because there's a vacuum. Something is occupying it. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, we have lifestyles that expose us to satanic attacks. Horror movies, shouldn't talk about. They understand, they carry spirits with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Horror movies, action movies. You know, one of the reasons why violence is so perpetuated is because it is glorified in what now?
Movies.
Glorified in movies. You see it. You know, spirits You know, the eye is the gateway. You know that very well, brethren. The eye is the gateway. I've ministered to people. I've cast out devils from people. And they came out like tears. Hello? Are you there? Just tears. Drop of it just coming out of them. Why? Because these were things people did what now? Shut their mouth with their eyes. The eyes, the gateway to the show. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that we begin to learn how to keep our garments.
Amen.
He said that blessed is the man that keepeth what now?
Amen.
Awake. And keepeth his garments. So that he does not appear what now?
Naked.
And they see what now? His shame. There are things you need to say. Put off the unfruitful works of what now?
Darkness.
Put on the armor of what? Of
light.
It's an armor. As we begin to put this around us, it forms a barrier and a protection against invasion by what now? Unclean spirits.
Amen.
Most of the troubles we complain about, we bring them who on ourselves.
Yeah.
There are books we read we ought not to. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. There are books we read we ought not to. There are movies we watch we ought not to. There are even friends we keep. Brother, are you understanding me? Evil communication corrupted good manners. Man was created to influence man. That's what fellowship is what now all about. I'm designed to impart spirits to you. That's why certain individuals say stay away from them. Keep away from them. Those whose God is what now? They are belly. From such turn away. Why? Because they have the power and the capacity to influence you. To impart spirits to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't keep vain people as friends. Friends, these things are so simple. But we need to know that. It's not a question of I like him. We have gone beyond liking and not liking. Brethren, are we together? Life is no longer a question of I like this. Get her for me for she pleased me. That will destroy you. Saul refused to destroy the Amalekites. The Amalekites destroyed Saul. Praise the name of the Lord. David refused to discipline Absalom. Absalom ran David out of town. Do you understand me, brethren? That aspect of your life that you have decided that you will not touch it, will grow into a python. And the thing will swallow you whole. So we have choices to make in our lives at this time. In the light of what God is saying, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The good Samaritan, the thieves and robbers caught him. What did they do? They stripped him. They took away his clothing. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, I want to round up by encouraging us at this time. There is a focus that we need to have. You as a person. This is a time for you to realize that what you are is about to be made manifest. I don't know what you are. You don't know what I am. Praise the name of the Lord. But I tell you something. The day, there is a dimension of life that is coming that is going to bring everything out into what now? Okay. Into the open. Then some people are going to be ashamed.
Jesus.
Do you know what happened to Adam? When they took that fruit and ate, and the Lord began to come, do you understand what happened to them? They began to do what now? They began to run to Christ. In that day, that's how it's going to be.
Amen.
Some are going to come out and embrace him. To say, Lord, this is our God. We have what now? Waited for him.
Yeah.
And now he has come. He said, so that you may have boldness in the day of his appearing.
Yes.
I'm going to be clothed with boldness.
Yes.
Some are going to be clothed with shame and dishonor and reproach. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What are you going to be wearing on that day? That is a cost for us. Let us think about it. And God bless us.
Amen. 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 Amen.